Good morning, magicians, or good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're tuning into this. Thank you for being here with me, you know, thank you for giving me more of your time. I appreciate it so much. Today's going to be a good day. Today is going to be a good day, guys. First and foremost, I got to sleep in 45 minutes. Love it. I'm always excited about the weekends because I know that I'll get a little bit extra sleep, but not too much because I still have to have my time in the morning. If I do not take time in the morning to meditate, to just sit in the quiet, to really talk to spirit, to talk to myself, to talk to my higher self, y'all, if I just don't take time to connect with source, it is a bad, bad day. Last week really, really taught me that. I had a rough day with my daughter. I was being very mean and very snippy, very impatient. It dawned on me that I didn't take time for self that morning. And so here I am trying to pour from an empty cup and it ain't working because there's nothing in there. There was nothing for me to give to my daughter because I didn't even take the time to fill my cup up that morning. And that really broke my heart because all I ever try to do is, you know, be the best mom possible and be the best me for her every single day. And skipping that pouring of my own cup really affects my entire day. And last week really brought that to my attention. So for the rest of my life, I swear I will take time in the morning for self because it is so important, guys. It is so important to take time for self. And all my life I've been hearing that, like, people have been telling me to take some time for self and self-care, and it's not even telling me, it's just the outside world. Okay, so I've heard it everywhere, you know, social media especially, to just take time to do what makes you happy and do what makes you feel good and just do something for yourself. The very first time I really tried to do that, y'all, I had no idea what I was doing because I had no idea what made me happy. I had no idea. If you follow me on YouTube, if you're subscribed to my channel, I've talked on there a little bit about my journey and how it's been thus far, but let me tell you guys something. For the last 3 years, I have not known who the heck I am. And guess who's three? My daughter. I had my daughter when I was 21. I got pregnant when I was 20, and I gave birth when I was 21. I'm 24 now. So really, the beginning of my adult years, really when you were supposed to be figuring out yourself and figuring out your life and what you want to do, I was having a baby. So, as well as figuring out my life and figuring out what I want to do, I have to figure out how to be a parent. I have to figure out how to take care of this little person. I have to figure out how to keep us alive, you know, keep her alive. I just have to, it's a lot, you know. One minute I'm just this teenager just floating through life, and then the next thing you know, like, I am a mother. And of course, you guys know, I mean, I decided to have the baby and, you know, go through the pregnancy, but it's just when the baby is born, it really hits you like, shit. All right, like, life is different. It's not just me now. It's someone else. And for some reason, us mothers, it's like the moment that that child comes into the world, we just forget about ourselves. And I'm not even going to say for some reason, because it's just easy. It's easier. It's harder to sleep because you got this person that, you know, wants to be fed or needs to be changed or just wants some attention. They want some loving. And then not sleeping, I mean, not sleeping will just throw off your entire life, okay? So that's where it starts. It starts with, you know, getting less sleep. And then by getting less sleep, you're not functioning properly. So every waking moment that you have of just some free time, you're like, maybe I should get a nap in. But you're like, no, I can't nap because I have 1,000 other things to do, because I also haven't gotten this done. I haven't gotten this done. It's like, just becoming a parent really changes your life in a way that nobody really prepares you for. Okay, they tell you that your life is going to change and things are going to be different, but they never really tell you how it's going to change. And everybody's journey is different. Of course, my journey won't look exactly like someone else's, but it's like, dang, you could at least give your girl a little hint. Give me something more than what you were giving me, because I'm lost. I don't know what I'm doing. But it always seems to take some time for us moms or parents. I'm really just going to speak from a mom perspective, guys, because that's all I know. You know, it's just me. So it's just me. You know, the only perspective I know is my perspective, which is mom. So, for me, the last 3 years have been a beautiful blur, just a one big beautiful blob of what the heck has gone on the last 3 years of my life. I really took some time, like a few weeks ago, to sit down and just really think about the last 3 years. And it's like, wow, life is freaking passing me by. First and foremost, my daughter's already three. I'm like, three? I just had this baby. I was just giving birth. You know, I was just in the delivery room for 20 and a half hours trying to bring this little person into the world, and now she's three. And then it's like, well, what have I been doing for the last 3 years? Like, I don't even remember. I don't remember anything, because I was just going through the motions, y'all. I was just going through the motions of life. I was just going. I don't even know. I can't tell you what I've been doing for the last 3 years. And that was very important for me. That was very significant, because it's like 3 years of my life has just passed me by, and I can't even recall what the heck has been happening in there. And it's like, that could happen again if I don't take control. If I don't take control of my life, it is going to pass me by. If I don't start doing things that make me happy, that make me smile, then life is going to pass me by. Don't get me wrong, the last 3 years have been beautiful, because I have my baby. I've been able to grow with her. I've been able to learn with her. She's kept me so strong. When I got pregnant with her, I was in a very, very different place. I was young, first and foremost. So I had a very different outlook on life and my life and what life was, what I wanted for myself. I was just a completely different person in a completely different space. And I honestly had no business having a baby. But I mean, it happened, and I'm like, you know, I gotta take responsibility for my actions. And so this last 3 years, she's honestly been the thing that's kept me going. I feel like if I didn't have her, I would not be sitting here talking to you guys right now in this moment. I am like 99% sure that my path would have been much different without her. And so I make sure to give thanks to the universe all the time for her. And I thank her very, very often for choosing me. She saw what I was going through. She saw the things that I was feeling and the way that I thought about myself and the way that I thought about life. And she decided to come down to earth to be with me, because she knew that I needed her. Whew. The love of a mother. I'm telling you. She's really got me through these last 3 years. And I've been able to remember myself smiling or remember myself laughing because she was there with me. She was the reason that I was smiling and she was the reason that I was laughing. Okay, she was the reason. She is the reason. But now I see that I have to have reason outside of her. There has to be a Shantia outside of being Layla's mom, because for the last 3 years, that's all I've been. I've just been a mom trying to figure out mommyhood, trying to figure out how to navigate life as a young single autism mom. Just the last 3 years, I have been surviving, honestly. And I'm ready to thrive. I'm really ready to thrive. I feel like Layla and I are in a place now where we deserve to thrive. We deserve everything that we want and more out of this life. But that comes with me, mom, taking care of self. Because if I don't take care of me, I cannot take care of this child. We've been surviving for the last 3 years, but it's like a few months back, about, I want to say 6 or 7 months ago, things really became clear. When I awakened to my spiritual gifts, my spiritual abilities, things really became clear. Like, I have been surviving. We've been in survival mode, and now it's time for us to thrive. It's time for change. It's time to move forward because we have no business here anymore. We have no business in this, you know, survival state of life. We deserve to be in a thriving state of life. And that all just simply starts with taking care of myself. Taking care of me can change our entire life, you know, just allowing myself that quiet time in the morning to connect with self, to connect with source, to gather my own thoughts before I start to share them or charge up my own energy before I start to give out energy, you know. I've never done any of this before, guys. I didn't meditate. I did not connect with source. It was just the person that I used to be is nothing like the person I am right now. And that's because I had to open myself up to change. And like I said in my previous podcast, that shit is scary. I fear change a lot because I don't know what it holds. You know, change is unknown. You know, you can change something, but you don't really know what is inside of that change, what that change entails. And I've always been afraid of change, y'all. It's scary as shit because I can't wrap my brain around it. I like to know everything down to a T, but you don't know that when you're going through transition. You just have to trust that you made the right choice, and you have to trust the path that you're walking on. And that's pretty much where I am now, just trusting this path, trusting that because I chose me, that it's going to change our life, trusting that because I chose to focus on my energy, focus on my intention, focus on my thoughts, you know, focus on the vibration that I'm putting out into the world, because I decided that it was time to love me, to take care of me, it's going to not only benefit myself, but it's going to benefit my little person who, like we said, you know, is one of the reasons. Since the very first day that I found out that she was growing inside of me, I'm just like, I have to be the best me possible. I didn't know who she was back then. When I found out I was pregnant, I didn't know who the best me possible was or what she was going to look like. It was just like, I know that I have to be her. I know that I have to find her. I know that I have to become her. And these last 3 years were just steps to becoming her. I had to lose myself to really find myself. I had to lose that old self that I was living as so that I could become this self now, right here in this moment. More true to myself than I have ever been in my life. More true to my soul's purpose and my soul mission than I've ever been in my life. I didn't even know what that was or what that meant. Like, I just did not know anything back then, but I knew that I had to be the best me possible. And it's so crazy that just taking an hour and a half every morning allows me to be the best me possible. It's so crazy, just the little things in life that we take for granted. Because life is really made up of all those small moments, those little moments. The big moments matter, of course. We all want those really big moments, but those small moments that lead up to those big moments are the things that really matter. I remember all the fantastic things, you know, getting off the bottle and crawling and walking, you know, all of that stuff has been beautiful these last 3 years. And I'm thankful that I was grounded enough to catch those memories, because I'm telling you, these last 3 years have just been a blur, because I didn't know who I was as a person, and now I'm a mom and I have to keep everybody alive and healthy, and I just have to do this. And man, if I could just hug my old self, I would just go give her a hug, and I would kiss her on the forehead, and I would tell her, it's okay, it's all going to be all right, you're going to figure it out. Because she was so hard on herself. She would beat up on herself a lot. She was very mean and unkind to herself in the physical world and mentally. And if I could just go back and hug her, I would tell her, like, you're gonna figure it out, babe. You're gonna figure it out. All you want so desperately is to just figure it out and just be the best you, the best mom, just... you're trying to be the best that you can, and you're going to figure out how to be that. You're going to figure out how to be her. You'll figure it out. I'm so thankful to have figured it out. I don't have it all figured out. You know, I'm still walking on this journey until I check out, but I'm so much further than where I used to be, and it's just because I decided to love myself. It was time to love myself. Like, okay, I love this little person more than anything in the world. I love this person more than life itself. I love this little being with all of me. But I had to give some of that love to myself to continue to love this person like this, to continue to be there and show up for this little person like this. I will never take this hour and a half for granted again. Because there's so much power in this moment. It's so much power in just sitting down and connecting with yourself, asking yourself, like, what do you need today? What do you want today? How can I make you happy today? You want to just take a chill day and rest? Okay, we can do that. If you want to pump out a bunch of content because you're feeling super creative, let's do that. If you want to work a little less today, let's do that. Just whatever my body wants is what I shall give it. Because it's the vessel that keeps all of this going. have to take care of me to take care of others. I have to take care of me to take care of the one person that means the entire world to me. The only way that I can fail her, the only way that I cannot show up for her, is not showing up for myself. The only way that I can fail her is by not loving myself. And if loving myself is all that I have to do to be the best I can be for her, then that is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it every day in the most unapologetic way. I deserve love.